The strongest gangster is the crooked politician who commits wicked crimes and never see incarceration. So fuck the Republican and Democratic war, because neither one of those parties is trying to uplift the poor. Nobody better represents societies filled with acute malnutrition, while the government celebrate young children dying of starvation. Where are the arms of comfort for the sick and the needy? Teachers talk about education, they don't cover that story. Harsh reality is what we deal with worldwide in the ghettos. For a reason, people become drug dealers and prostitute hoes. Through pain and same people get elected for control, then get infected by blood money that corrupts the soul. Dozens of times I've been witness to the mourns of a mother whose baby died by a bullet or by a health killer. If I don't remember it all, I never forget the pain. What it's like to be in the dry season, praying for the rain, praying for the rain, rain. Never change as a poor individual who's living life strange. I was raised by a single parent mother in a city where drug abuse and violence is a common reality. There's no respect for authority. Most of the cops are crooked because of a lot of prejudice badge holders. A lot of my homies are dead. It's hard to clear my head of all the horror visions, of all the prostitution, drug addictions, murders, and prisons. So I'm open minded to solutions while I dodge it all. Standing tall as a soldier in a battlefield where cowards fall. My chances are small statistically to survive in a land where if you're 21, you're blessed to be alive. I refuse to let the streets deprive me of what I'm worth. I've been a fighter ever since my moment of birth. There's not a place on this earth where the land is in vain. The struggles of the dry season has us praying for the rain, praying for the rain, rain. System that's designed for my poor peers, locked away and moved around like cattle to a far land. Been given a number so the government can separate the brand. Since I'm property of the system, I'm a modern slave. So without consequences, the law can put me in a grave for being too brave. I'm subject to a brutal beating by exercising civil rights or my freedom of speaking. I'm crying out to the Lord that he gives me peace and release me from the handcuffs and the shackles of the police. Not to you, I may not be worth a dollar or penny, but to the justice system, I'm worth a whole lot of money. My dead homies are peering in my dreams every night, screaming, keep your guns loaded, nigga, and your mind right. So my insight on life is what many people call insane, because my life is a dry season, praying for the rain, praying for the rain, rain.
Gotta pray a little time after time. But right now it's like it's no love.